Next is Robin Frohart. She is a painter, a builder, a puppeteer based in Oakland, California. She spent the last couple of years working on projects in Thailand and Taiwan, where she worked with local communities and schools to build giant puppets and floats, paint murals, and develop performances and costumes for parades. While in the Bay Area, she builds floats, paints sets, and collaborates with other local artists on puppet shows and plays. She also builds music and sings in the local band, the Runway Truck Tramps, paint murals, and develop performances and costumes for parades. While in the Bay Area, she builds floats, paints sets, and collaborates with other local artists on puppet shows and plays. She also builds music and sings in the local band, the Runway Truck Tramps. Robin worked with Joshua Short and youth participants, again from the Columbia Park Boys and Girls Club, in collaboration with Southern Exposure and Loco Bloco to create work for inclusion in the Carnival San Francisco Parade this past May. A semester-long workshop familiarized participants to the Mardi Gras Indians, Caribbean, African, diaspora traditions, Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago, and concepts of kinetic and interactive art. Drawing inspiration from Loco Bloco's theme, El Corazón de la Misión, and the life work of Carlos Asentuno, a mission-based community leader, students operated a large-scale phoenix that sets and collaborates with other local artists on puppet shows and plays. She also builds music and sings in the local band, the Runway Truck Tramps. Robin worked with Joshua Short and youth participants, again from the Columbia Park Boys and Girls Club, in collaboration with Southern Exposure and Loco Bloco to create work for inclusion in the Carnival San Francisco Parade this past May. A semester-long workshop familiarized participants to the Mardi Gras Indians, Caribbean, African, diaspora traditions, Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago, and concepts of kinetic and interactive art. Drawing inspiration from Loco Bloco's theme, El Corazón de la Misión, and the life work of Carlos Asentuno, a mission-based community leader, students operated a large-scale phoenix that they constructed over the course of the past 5 months to signify the secular quality of community. I welcome Robin.
Okay, I'm gonna start a little bit, just give you an overview of what I was doing in Taiwan and Asia right before I started working for Southern Exposure, and sort of what an amazing coincidence it is that I came into this job. I was in Taiwan working on the Dream Parade, where I was building giant floats. This is a picture from that. This is a gigantic baby-eating tree demon float puppet that rolled down the street and devoured puppet babies. It had two gigantic arms that were controlled by the side, and we had people with baby carriages and fake babies that would pick up in its claws and devour, loosely based on an Aboriginal Taiwanese legend. And so I was doing that and teaching workshops over there. They are sort of obsessed with samba music and Brazilian culture in Taiwan right now, and so they wanted samba dancers on the float. Oh, am I not loud enough? Okay, that normally isn't a problem for me. So we built this giant float, and we gave them some Brazilian samba dancing costumes and taught them samba dancing. This is a very bizarre experience and totally beautiful. So the driver is right inside the tree there, and we rolled down the street. Let's see. Taught other workshops with the community on building giant puppets. This was a giant owl. We helped some community members develop. This is a bicycle fish bike puppet. That we also taught workshops on, bamboo and paper mache. Anyone can do it. A giant elephant rolled down the street with a movable trunk. Some giant paper mache heads. And all of this that we had as a team of like 15 artists that would come and teach workshops and live with the community. So this is a giant chicken that was made for the year before. And so I returned home and was looking for a job, and I saw this job description that was like, develop visual elements for the Carnival Parade. I was like, what? That's so weird. That's what I do. So I joined up and I taught with Josh Short. I don't know if he's here right now. So our challenge was to develop something to work with the kids from the Boys and Girls Club. We had a group of about 8 kids, and over the period of 5 months, and developed visual elements that would fit into the Loco Bloco section of the parade. They're a samba and dance performance group, and their theme was Heart of the Mission. So Josh and I decided to sort of give the kids a background on Carnival and some of the history, and then also introduce them to puppetry and mask making, and then just sort of through the class let the idea of what we were going to actually make for the parade sort of develop organically. So I'm just going to scroll through some pictures from our workshops. This is just us. We did a lot of research looking on the computer. We showed them some documentaries about the Mardi Gras Indians, and we gave them an introduction to puppetry. I showed them some stuff that I made and some pictures of some other large puppets. We talked about kinetic sculpture. This was a field trip we took to Cal's shop. For the I'm spacing on Cal's last name, please forgive me, Cal. Cal is a kinetic artist and sculptor who makes these amazing robotic contraptions, like electronically powered, pneumatic powered. This is a violin that you turn the switch and it plays and you can adjust. This is Rosie from the class demonstrating that. And the kids really got a kick out of that. I don't think they'd ever been exposed to any sort of sculpture like that, as Ileana with a pneumatic claws that grasp. And then we started doing a little mask making workshop, sculpting out of clay and then casting that in paper mache. And the kids really got into that. We talked a little bit about masks and the history of masquerade and about satire, and then just sort of gave them free rein to make whatever they want. It was more to introduce them to that method of making stuff, because we were probably going to use that for elements of the parade. Here's some of the masks lined up. They're not painted, so it's sort of hard to see exactly what they are. It's a fox mask that turned out pretty great once it was painted. There's Brandon with his extremely large-nosed mask. So then it came time to decide what we were going to make. And so we talked a little bit about what we thought Heart of the Mission meant, and about how Loco Blocos were sort of dedicating their performance this year in the parade to Carlos, who was an amazing figure in the community. And so we somehow, through brainstorming and talking, we decided that a phoenix, a giant mythical bird creature rising from the ashes, would be a great thing for us to build using our kinetic sculpture ideas that we talked about, and mask making technology, and everything that we talked about. So it became time we started constructing the head. So this is the cardboard armature for the head. And we used the same method to make the head as we did to make our masks. And then we began sculpting around the beak, sculpting out the eyes and the eye sockets. And these are some more pictures of that. That's Brandon and Liz. One of the masks that was made. And after this, the head was sculpted in clay. We cast it in paper mache. And as it dried, we removed it from its mold, and then we had our head. And then Josh came up with a brilliant design for the wings, so they'd be fully articulated, the way they move up and down, expand and contract. And we brought the model in, and we brought some wood in, and we began building the body. We built it mostly out of wood and PVC pipe. Gave the kids an excellent introduction into just like woodworking, using a chop saw, using a drill press. There's Josh right there. So this is all the construction of the body. There's Rosie applying the PVC pipe to the wings. And then we're putting the wings on here. This was a good day. It's a good day when you can put the wings on a bird. So that's sort of, it's beginning to take shape, and we're starting to see how large it is. I think everyone is pretty excited at this point. Cause I think that most of these kids were not used to working on something that took so much time. And we worked on this project for a couple of months. I think that they're in high school. Most of the time, their classes are like an hour. They're forced to begin something and finish and move on. And at this point, they were this was something that they had to like continually work on. I think it was a challenge for them, but ultimately very, very good. Here's just rigging of the wings with the rope and Brandon in his natural state of deep relaxation. And then it became time to add the feathers. And we decided, since it was Carnival, that we should definitely be a very glittery, sparkly phoenix. So we chose some sequined fabric and sewed most of the feathers on. There's girls finishing up the neck. So we used hula hoops to extend the neck out. we had to build everything in sections because we built it in the Boys and Girls Club and it was too big to get out the door. So we had to build it in units and take it apart. It was Josh and the girls finishing up the neck and more feather detail. And the head, rigging up the head, we had to put the head on a stick so that it can be controlled separately from the body to make it seem more alive. It was very heavy, the actual puppet, so we put it on a base. And then the wings moved and the head was controlled individually. So this is our final product, our gigantic phoenix, sparkly phoenix. This is on parade day. And I'll just scroll through some pictures of this. Hector was kind enough to sit inside the bird and on top and flap the wings by pushing up and down, which actually was pretty fun job. And the wings moved beautifully. It was quite animated. I wish that I had a little video clip to show you. This is more shots of us sailing down the street. I think the kids were pretty proud of what they had done by the end of it. The head, I remember, was extremely heavy. And here's a shot of us sort of coming through the crowd, what it looked like, sort of sailing above everybody else. This is Loco Bloco, their dancing team, and their drumming section. This is the group that we were a part of. Their float drivers, and this behind them is their heart of the mission that had flapping wings as well. Here's a group of the kids. But they really, at the end, seemed very proud of what they'd done. Like I said, the head was extremely heavy. I thought, oh, I'm going to be carrying this head the whole way. I just know it. But they wouldn't let me touch it for 1 second. They were like, oh, I'm fine. I loved it. They just wanted to be doing it. They wanted to be driving the bird, which was great. More shots. There's Josh holding the head. And see, there's some of the stilters from the Loco Bloco team. And all the Southern Exposure ladies. Everybody came out. It was really fun. And our big family portrait. And I guess that's it. All in all, it was a really, really great experience. And now that bird is, I think, hanging at the Boys and Girls Club, or will be soon if it's not suspended in the ceiling, I think, in the craft room. So thank you very much.